Welcome to the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I'm your host, Nadine Mullings. I'm an author, speaker, and marketing mentor. And I believe in the importance of women of faith in business stepping up and shining in their lane so they can have the impact, influence, and income they were born to make. Join me to hear the stories of powerful women of faith who are using their purpose-driven businesses to make a difference in the world. And be sure to join us in the Women, Faith, and Business community on Facebook by going to facebook.com/groups/Women, Faith, and Business or searching for Women, Faith, and Business on Facebook. See you in the community and enjoy this episode. Hello and welcome to this episode of the Women, Faith, Plus Business Podcast. I'm excited to have our guest with us today. It is Susan Fleming. Susan is a number one international bestseller, a licensed mental health therapist, the founder of Heaven to Earth LLC, and her mission is to change the entrepreneurial culture by equipping business leaders to multiply life. And life is an acronym for legacy, impact, freedom, and energy without burning out in the process. Love that, love that, love that. Welcome to the podcast, Susan.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I am excited. I'm excited to have you here.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I know we've known each other for a while now. I'm surprised we haven't done this before.
Exactly. I know. I reached out to Susan to let her know, hey, you've been on my summit. You've been on my interview series, but I've never had you on the podcast. How did this happen? Yeah. So I'm excited to have Susan on the podcast today. She is also my business coach. So I've been working with Susan for a couple of months now. So I'm excited to have her on because she always has so much knowledge, wisdom, and understanding to share with people. So I'm excited for you guys to hear her wisdom in this episode of the podcast. So Susan, as you know, the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast is all about women, faith, business. Surprise, surprise, hence the name, right? And so I love to find out what people's journeys have been like, their business journeys, their faith journeys. So I'd love to hear your specific business journey. What has that journey looked like for you to get you to the place that you are right now as an alignment business coach and in that area? What did it look like? Tell us your story of your business journey.
Yeah. So my background is actually counseling. I'm a licensed therapist. And so I had been doing that for a few years, about 5 or 6 years. And I just really felt like this can't be all there is. You know, I had known since I was like 9 or 10, very little. Like, counseling is what I want to do. That's how I want to help people. God put that in me. I know that's what it is. So to spend, you know, your entire life working towards this one thing, you know, and now I'm licensed, I've got my own practice, and I'm seeing clients. And after a few years of that, it's like, there's got to be more than this. This can't be all that God intended for me. And just in that thought, he started really presenting different ideas to me and putting things in my path that I hadn't considered, you know, other things I could do using my license and things I could do where the license wasn't required. But it was really just expanding my view of, you know, being a therapist doesn't have to look like this. It doesn't have to look like sitting in an office, seeing person after person, hour after hour. And so really just being open to, okay, Lord, what do you want to do next? You know, what does that include? It really felt like an expansion more so than a change, so to speak. So it wasn't like I took a hard left and went and did something completely different, but really just being open to expand the business into coaching and mentoring people on a deeper level than what I could do in an hour a week.
So I love that story, Susan. First of all, that it started when you were at such a young age. I find that a lot. And I find that with myself, that I had this desire at a young age to start a business. I didn't even truly know what business was about, but I just planted it in my heart. So I love how you started off with this desire to be a counselor and took that path, right? And then we all reach some kind of point like, is this it? Is this all that it's about? And to know that you reached that point, but then God put expansion in your heart. I love that word, expansion. So it wasn't like a pivot or a change. You were still working with helping people, but just in a different way with the coaching element of it. And I think it's just like a double gifting, right? To be able to counsel and coach, because people really need the counseling part to really understand, you know, the things that happened in their past and process it and really talk through it. And a counselor really helps you to do that. But they also need the plan, right? They need the coaching and the accountability and the support on that level. And I feel like coaching really does that. So to know that, you know, you have the ability to do both, you have the gifting in both, and you have the skill set for both is really, you know, great and amazing. So I love how God really works, right? How he plans these things out and plants these things in our spirit. So I just love your business journey and what you shared with us. So as you know, it's both business and faith, and everyone comes to be a believer in Jesus Christ in a different way. Like everyone's faith journey is different. So I'd love for you to share with the audience, what has your faith journey been like?
Yeah, I want to go back for a second to the and part, where because our God is not an either or God, and I think somebody needs to hear that. Because maybe he's leading in a different direction and you're thinking, I'm going to have to leave what I'm doing now. But he's an and God, right? It's faith and business. It's counseling and coaching. He didn't, you know, it looked different for a season trying to figure out what exactly does this look like. And I did kind of have that mindset at first of like, okay, I'm not going to be counseling anymore. All right, that'll be different. But, you know, I was willing to do what he wanted me to do. And he has brought me back to doing both, right? There was a season where I didn't counsel for a little while and I was just doing the coaching. And so now he's moved me into a season of it's an and. And that's something he's really been speaking a lot to me. And I noticed with a lot of my clients as well, he's taking them back to things that they were doing before that they thought were done. And he says, no, nothing is wasted. It is not done. I'm an and God, not an either or. So if somebody's listening, I just want to encourage you. God would not ask you to give up something that you're really desiring. It may be a temporary season of not doing that thing, but I don't believe it's a forever thing. So I just want to encourage somebody with that. But as far as my faith journey goes, it's been very interesting the last few years. I accepted Jesus at a very young age. And really, I mean, I can remember the night like it was yesterday. There was a whole experience, like it was really powerful. I fully believe that Holy Spirit came into me at that time. And that definitely happened. And then I spent the next, I would say when I got around into high school, things took a turn. I walked away from God. You know, he never leaves us. He didn't leave me. We weren't separated, but in my mind, we were separated and I was doing my own thing. And so the journey was, and I hear that from a lot of people who have that experience at a young age, you know, life happens and if you don't have that firm foundation, it's easy to get off track. And so, not really spending much time with him for a good period of probably 10 to 15 years. And then him bringing me back, just really wooing me back to him. I was going through some hard times in my life, getting divorced, and I had a small child. And he said, it's time. Like, I hear you. So it's really been a beautiful journey the last probably 10 years or so of just really getting to know him more and I don't know if reuniting is like the right word, but coming back to my first love, right? Coming back to that really desiring deeper relationship with him. And that has, you know, has what is what has helped me to really be open to doing the things he's asked me to do, because without that trust, you know, being built there in relationship, when he asks you to do things, it can be hard to say yes if you don't have that. So just really grateful that he never stops pursuing, and he's brought me back.
Yeah, I love that. It's so true. I hear that a lot in people's stories, that there's a period. Age usually differs, right? Mm-hmm. I hear a lot of times people say in their 20s. I know you said in high school, but a lot of times people, like when they go off to college, they have this sense of freedom and independence, and they kind of stray away a little bit. But God has a way of tugging us, pulling us back into union and relationship with him. So I love that that was a part of your story. And I also feel like a lot of times there's pain involved. You mentioned a divorce. So sometimes we have to be going through something dark or painful for us to really desire or seek or have that, you know, inkling of, I need some help with this spiritually a lot of times, right? And seeking God in those times and moments in our life. So it definitely is a journey where redemption, the word redemption is coming up. We're getting redeemed. We're getting restored. We're definitely being recentered, all the re's, right? Redeemed, restored, recentered, whatever word fits for you to get back in alignment with our relationship with God. So I love that that was a part of your story. And I also love that you highlighted the ants, because it is something that I think is important to emphasize, because I feel like a lot of people do struggle with the or. We're all multi-talented, multi-passionate, and sometimes we're forced to one thing, right? Or you have to be just a counselor, or you have to be just a coach, or you have to be, but God allows us to use our skill set in the most remarkable way and fully, right? So we can show up and shine and be a light. So I love that you emphasize that for anyone that's listening, that's struggling with that right now and feeling like they have to pick. You don't, you know, as Susan said, it's an and, not an or. So I had to kind of re-highlight that, what you mentioned before, because it's so true. And I feel that message is needed and necessary for people to fully understand and embrace. So I love that. So we all have a choice. You know, you talked about your faith journey, you talked about your business journey, but we have a choice in life about combining it, right? A lot of times people come from different backgrounds where you're taught not to combine. It's two separate compartments. You're not supposed to connect the two. But obviously you connect the two on your business platform in the work that you're doing in the world. So I'd love for you to share with us how that journey went, you know, in deciding or wanting to implement and combine your faith and business and being open and vocal about faith and business. What did that look like with you to decide to do that?
Yeah, it was around that same time where I was sitting in my office, client after client, and I realized the thing that kept going through my head is they need Jesus. You just need Jesus. Like, I just want to tell them they just need Jesus. But as a therapist, you can't do that. Right, there's a restriction there because you are licensed. You have to be unbiased. You can't talk about God or bring up any sort of religion unless the client brings it up first. Right. And I was sitting with a lot of people who were so struggling with their identity and gender issues. My office at that point was near a college. So I had a lot of young kids coming in, you know, college kids, I guess they're not young, but college kids coming in with all these really tough issues. And I just remember feeling so helpless. Like, I can't, psychology is not going to help them, right? There's a place for that. I feel like it's a great tool. It's a great resource. But they need to be connected to the source. And that really started this frustration in me of feeling so bound by this license that when the Lord presented coaching to me, I was like, oh yeah, oh yeah, I can go into that space and talk about whatever I want to talk about. Like, it was a no-brainer for me. It was like, I can't not talk about God, because it was around that same time where I had really gotten back that desire for him in such a way that it was like, I can't, it's just part of my life. It's in my language. It's how I talk. I can't not talk about him, and I need a space to do that. So yes, it's incorporated in my business as far as Faith First Business goes, as far as Heaven to Earth LLC, but on the counseling side of it, it's still not. Like, I still have that kind of barrier there. And so I get both sides of it, right? For people who are kind of struggling with that. And I would also say, I believe there are people that the Lord has put you in a place where you need to be more covert. And that's okay. You know, I think a lot of people that I talk to today really feel kind of condemned or shamed by people who are very vocal about their faith. And it's like, well, why are you not talking about God in your workplace? Well, it's not always that black and white. You know, we can show the love of God without ever saying his name. And you can show up covertly, right? You can show up as who he designed you to be and not go out and have to evangelize your office, but just to show up as who you are and show his love, be loving to people, be honoring, be respectful, and they'll notice, hey, there's something different about her. I need to figure out what that is. And they'll be drawn to you. So I just want to encourage somebody with that as well. If you're in a place where you have to be more covert, that's fine. Like, I don't feel like it's for everyone to be super vocal within their businesses or their workplaces. You know, so I think there are times where God calls us into situations where we can't openly speak about him, but that doesn't mean we don't represent him.
Yeah, I love that. It's so true, because it's based on your assignment, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody has different assignments. And based on your assignments in this world or in this season, depends on whether you need to be covert or overt, right? Yeah. Do you need to be open and loud and clear about it? Or do you need to just be a living example, you know, a walking example, and not necessarily shouting it off the top of your head? So I love that, you know, because it's so true. And we have to understand what season we're in, because sometimes it changes by season. Sometimes, you know, in one season, you're supposed to be really loud about your faith. And then the next season, you're not, for whatever reason. Your environment, you know, the type of environment, I truly agree, because I used to work in corporate America. In corporate America, like I said, is kind of, you know, looked down upon, you know, so, you know, you're not going to talk about the client or prospect about, so what religion are you? You know, it's controversial topics like politics that you don't really get into in that corporate space. So in that season, I wasn't open about my faith. I wasn't vocal and, you know, loud about it. But God dropped it in my spirit once I started my own business a couple years into it, when I initially thought that I had to be exactly the same way I was in corporate, which was keeping it separate. He dropped it in my spirit and said, oh, no, this is your platform. This is your business. You actually get to do exactly what you want to do. And I'm encouraging you and wanting you to speak on faith and business. And that sent me on a whole journey of combining it and really being vocal in this season about faith and business and the importance of combining it. So I love that. I also like the part of your story where you said, he released me from bondage. You may not have used the same exact words, but you talked about being in bondage because you can talk about it in counseling, but you knew it was exactly what the people needed. So you were kind of released from that bondage in the coaching space without having that license and restrictions. And I love how God does that and releases us from bondage and puts us in situations where we can be free. You know, we can be free. So such a good point about, you know, Don't feel bad for whatever season you're in. If you're in a season where God has given you the assignment to be loud and proud, do that. If you're in a season where you have to just quietly represent God, do that, as long as you're showing up as a representative, right? As an ambassador, as an image of God in the marketplace or in the workplace, wherever you're assigned for this season. So I love that. So this season, we're talking all about alignment. And I think this is a perfect topic for you, seeing that your title has to do with business alignment. So I'd love for you to share, how do you know that you are in alignment with God's will for your business? This can be a hard thing, you know, especially as women of faith, as believers, you know, men of faith that may be listening. We always want to do God's will and God's way, right? But how do you really know that you're in alignment with God's will for your business in this season, this assignment he has for you? What are some of your ways of knowing that, hey, I'm definitely in alignment, especially as an alignment expert, I want to say. What would you tell the people? How do you know?
Yeah. Well, the first thing I would say is that there are three main purposes for business. And I don't think a lot of people know this. Most of the people I talk to, if you ask them, what is the purpose of business? Oh, it's to make money. That's not the purpose for every business. And so knowing that it could be income, impact, or influence, right? That those are your three options. And I say options, but it's not really, right? Because God designed your business specifically with a unique purpose. And so knowing, do I feel drawn more to influence, income, or impact will help you to get into that alignment. And I also want to say that once you figure out what that is, the other two come along with. So don't be discouraged if he shows you, okay, income is not the primary for you right now. The income is still going to come. But I'll tell you, I learned this the hard way because, like many people, I thought, okay, the purpose of business is to make money. And I want my business to be profitable. Of course, everybody does, right? But I had worked with this coach who really was going after the income piece. And I thought, that's what I need because I'm not making money. Let me go work with her. And so I worked with her. I did everything to a T. Like, I'm one of those people. I'm the rule follower. I'm going to do it exactly the way you tell me to and not color outside the lines, right? And so I, in doing that with her, I made enough to, you know, to cover the investment I had made for working with her, but no more over that. And I was like, okay, well, that's not exactly what I expected. So I started looking for another coach. Same thing again. We're going after the money, right? And I'm not at all saying there's anything wrong with money, but what the Lord showed me through this, after going through multiple coaches, I'm a little slow learner. I'm kind of stubborn. So it took a few people for me to work through, for him to show me, okay, that's not your primary. Income is not your primary. That's why it's not working. And I meet with so many people who come to me at the end of, I've worked with 10 people already and it didn't work. And I'm like, okay, well, what was the thing you were going after? Right. And that helps me to help them to see maybe that's not the thing that God wants you to pursue right now. Right. But when you are in alignment, pursuing the purpose of your unique business, then the other two come along with. And once I figure that out, okay, my primary is really impact. I am all about helping people get freedom. Impact is primary for me. I'm very clear on that. And once I started going after that, then it was like everything just opened up in a whole new way. And I went to the next level and the next level. And so I would say that is part of what I help people with, is getting into that alignment of, let's first figure out, what is the purpose of your business? Do you need to be focused on the income, the impact, or the influence? You know, what are your giftings? Is one way you can look at it. That can be helpful, but I always say, let's go to the Lord. Let's ask him, have him reveal it, what that primary is. What was his design for your business when he put that desire in your heart for it? You know, what was his idea? What did he have in mind?
Yeah, I love that because it's such a different concept. I think like a lot of people don't really, number one, start with why, right? Start with the purpose. I always say start with the purpose is number one. But a lot of people don't really go into the three different purpose for your business, right? The impact, the influence, and the income. We hear people say that they want to make an impact. They want to have an influence and they want to make the income. They want all three, like you said. But you don't hear a lot of people saying you have a primary and you're supposed to lead with the primary and probably learn more about doing the primary, right? In order to be successful for what you have in this season. So, you know, if your primary is impact, and I would say probably, and you can let me know, you probably hear a lot of people, especially women, you know, since we're talking to a lot of women of faith in business, you hear a lot of them say like, well, I don't really want to make a lot of money. I just want to help. I want to make an impact. I want to have, they probably lean more in the bucket of impact. They think, you know, like you said, it's important to seek God because maybe God wants you to have the income as primary so you can make an impact that way by giving back to your community and helping people financially and all that good stuff. And you have income as your primary. But I would say probably a lot of women of faith say, hey, it's not about the money. I just really want to make a difference and I want to help in the world. So they're more leaning to the bucket of impact, right? So with that being probably a majority of people leaning to the impact, you know, how would you discern or know like, oh no, this season is influence. Well, no, I'm actually, my primary is income right now. What would be some ways to identify that, no, that actually isn't my primary. My primary is income or my primary is influence, because I feel like most of us are probably falling in the bucket of impact first, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I do see that a lot. And I hear a lot of, well, I'm not really worried about making the money part. And so my antennas immediately go up on that because I'm like, okay, is there a money issue here? Is it a money mindset issue? I want to get to the root of why do they not want to make money, right? That's a red flag for me. And I say red, not that it has to be a negative thing, but a lot of times I find with Christian women, there is this money mindset issue and they really do want to make money, but they don't think it's okay to want to make money. And so they're saying, oh, the money's not really a big deal. But their true heart's desire is, I want to make enough to send my kids to college, and I want to make enough to get my husband out of his job that he doesn't like. That takes a lot of money. You know, that takes a lot of money. College is expensive. So, and even in their desire to want to give to people, you know, when we want to be so generous and the Lord's telling us that generosity comes out of overflow, well, there's got to be overflow there to give. So I would first dig into why are they saying they don't want to make money, right? That's what I would tell somebody listening. Ask yourself, why am I really saying that? And dig deep on that. And even asking yourself the question, why did I want to start this business? I think that's hugely important that we know our why before we move forward, because that's going to impact every decision you make, right? And so really digging into and discerning, I tell people to go 7 layers deep with your why. Like, go really deep with the why. Why do I want that? Why do I want that? Why do I want that? You know, keep taking each answer and go deeper with it and really get down to the heart of, why do I want to make the money? Or why do I want to have the influence? Why do I want to have the impact? What's underneath that? And really start dissecting the why is where I would tell people to start.
Awesome. So if you're unsure of your primary, whether your primary is impact, income, or influence, go deep, you know, 7 layers deep as to why. Why are you starting this business? And God will reveal in those 7 layers deep where that primary primary is, where that primary purpose is coming from your business. So I love that in how you really determine if you're in alignment with God's will for your business at this time. So one of the questions go ahead.
Sorry, I just want to say one more thing about that. Another thing I would suggest is, what is the vision he's given you for the business?
Mm.
Right? Like, if he's given you this vision of, I see myself on stages, right? If you see yourself with a platform, that's probably going to be influence.
Yeah.
Right? If you see, if he's showing you something like, you know, we're going to build this orphanage. Okay, that's going to be money. You need money to do that. You need the income. If the vision is something around maybe building a hub for people to come to, and really, if you really seek deep transformation of people, more so than just a, you know, a surface level, you know, come take my course or whatever. But if you really enjoy digging in with people, that's probably going to be impact. So I want to give something a little more practical there as well. So definitely go into your why, but then also think about, what's the vision he's given you for the business?
Yeah, I love that. So important. And just with those examples that you gave, immediately one popped out for me. Like, for me, it was impact all day, every day, right? So initially I could say, oh yes, it's impact, but that's from a surface level, right? But when I think about the vision, what God has given me, and you talked about, you know, a hub and affecting other people, and, you know, that just really resonated with me, that highlighted or illuminated in my spirit, like, oh yes, that's the one, right? So I love that you gave those practical examples, because I'm sure when you hear those examples, you probably highlights something, pops up higher than the rest of them when it comes to the vision that God has given you. So I love that practical example about how you can understand which one is your primary purpose for your business.
Did you know, when you're in alignment with your God-given assignment, you're actually anointed for the work? Knowing you're in alignment is key, in alignment with God's will, God's word, and God's way. Discover how to align your life and business with God's divine plan with this on-demand Power of Divine Alignment Summit. During the summit, you will get access to 12 experts as we go deep on the topic of divine alignment. Simply go to powerofdivinealignmentsummit.com. That's powerofdivinealignmentsummit.com, and use code podcast to get a special discount on this on-demand summit. So use the code podcast at powerofdivinealignmentsummit.com.
So one of the questions I love to ask on the podcast, every season, every episode, every guest, right, gets this question, because I love it so much. So, of course, you know, the podcast is about faith and business. So I love to find out, you know, the power of it, right? So how would you describe or define the power of faith? What would that definition or description look like for you? The power of faith.
Wow. I immediately think of the woman in Matthew. I don't remember what chapter. The woman with the issue of blood, where he says, daughter, your faith has made you whole. Oh, that just brings me to tears every time. Because she didn't, I mean, she knew, if I can just touch the hem of his garment. Like, that's that level of faith it took to make it through that crowd and to just want to touch the fabric, right? To not be telling yourself, I've got to have a conversation, I've got to understand all the things, I've got to, he's got to lay hands on me. Like, but for her to just say, I know that he is so powerful, if I can just get in his presence. I mean, just touch a thread. Oh my gosh. That is faith. saying, my God is that good. And he wants me healed. That's his desire for me, that all I need to do is be in his presence. I think that's just the most beautiful example of the power of what our faith can do. Because the faith is belief in who he says he is. Right? That's what we're really believing. That's what we're putting faith into, is what God has said, that his word is true. When we believe his word is true, that expands your faith to continually keep going and doing things, even when you don't see anything in the natural happening. Right? Like she could have walked away from there and still been bleeding. But yet still believing that the healing was coming from that encounter. Like he did it instantly, but even if it's not an instant thing, will you keep using your faith? Will you keep believing that it's coming? You know, so I think that's so
such
beautiful.
A good example. And I love it because Jesus himself says, your faith has made you whole, right? He basically tells us, look, this is an example of faith in action. This is an example of what faith is. This woman who moved, number one, she took action to be in Jesus' presence. So she wanted to be in his presence because she knew how powerful his presence was and how impactful it could be for her situation. So the power of faith is whatever situation that you're in, you know, like Hebrews 11:6 says that faith is God is, it's believing God is, right? So when it's believing God is, God believing God is powerful enough to fix whatever circumstance or situation that you're in, right? It's the belief that God is, right? He is powerful enough. So I love that example of the woman that touched the hem of Jesus' garment and Jesus saying, your faith has made you whole, because it really is about understanding the power of Jesus himself and understanding the power of being in his presence and how that impacts your life. That really is the power of faith, the power of faith. So I love that example and definition of the power of faith. Now, this podcast is all about faith and business, right? So when it comes to business, how would you describe or define the power of business?
Business is so powerful in the earth because it touches everything. You can't operate without being in contact with some sort of business, right? You can't, I'm thinking of like you buy your car, you got to, go to the gas station. We're constantly exchanging money, right? Which is business. We're the flow of money. So the power of your specific business, when you see it from the perspective of every decision I make impacts someone else, it's going to touch someone else. And so making business decisions from the position of I'm seated with Christ in heavenly places, that's where he says we are, right? And so from that position, looking down to the earth, how can my business most impact the earth? What decisions can I make today, or what actions can I make today that are going to impact people who come in contact with my business?
Yes, that definitely is the power of business. Everything we touch is influenced by business in one shape or form. And as believers in business, we have the power and the influence and the impact to make a difference in this world through the vehicle of our businesses, right? Mm-hmm. So that is truly power of business. Love that you defined it and described it that way. So this is an awesome conversation. I always love sitting down and talking to Susan. I always say how your voice is so calming and soothing. Not only the wisdom that you share, but you people at ease. So God knew what he was doing when he assigned you to coaching and counseling, because your voice alone helps people be put at ease. So I love that. So I'd love for you to share, if people would love to learn a little bit more about you, about the work that you do in the world, how would they do that? What's the best way to connect with you?
The best way is heaventoearthllc.com. That is the central hub for everything, Susan, everything Faith First Business. Everything has links on from that main page out to anything else you could possibly want. So I've got books, I've got a podcast, I've got a YouTube channel. What else? There's probably something I'm forgetting, but there's links out to everything that I'm doing from that central hub of heaventoearthllc.com.
And you also have your download on heaventoearthllc.com. Is that the one that you have about burning out and stress? Is that on the website?
Yes, that's on the website as well. It's Scale Without Burnout, and it's a 4-part audio series, totally free. You can go download that and listen to it, and it just takes you through really the mindset shifts that you need to make to get into that place of partnering with God for your business so you can, you know, have the expansion like we were talking about, multiplying life without burning out in the process.
Yeah, I love that. So definitely connect with Susan for all things legacy, impact, freedom, and energy at heaventoearthllc.com. So connect with her over there at her hub. Thank you so much, Susan, for being on the Women Faith Plus Business Cast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I hope this episode has not just given you information, but it was insightful and inspirational and offers you an opportunity for transformation in your life and in your business. Wherever you are listening, be sure to rate and review the podcast and also subscribe to get the next episode, or go to womenfaithandbusiness.com to join our email list.